Dr. Lisa Porter is a healthcare practitioner specializing as a psychiatrist and a member of the South African Society of Psychiatrists. A very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to join us. We are definitely seeing the most incredible strain as head of people in the organization that I'm involved with. I see this on a daily basis. I'm seeing people being exhausted, despondent, maybe overreacting to things. It's apparently happening in every environment. Give me a sense.
Morning, Howard. It definitely is. But I think the thing to be mindful of is the fact that I think we had a problem even before the pandemic with regards to mental health concerns everywhere. And with the pandemic, I think we've seen an intensification rather than something new. So I think that the psychological footprint of the pandemic has definitely been underestimated, and we've been ill-prepared, where we looked at the, you know, the economic and the medical response was, you know, of utmost priority. But I think we're seeing the fallout in all spheres of life. I don't think there's anybody who's okay at this point in time.
So how bad was it before the pandemic? Is there a way to measure this?
I mean, so in 2015, SADC did a study particularly with mental health, where they focused on mental health in the workplace. And already in 2015, they sort of had stats to, you know, where it was one in four employees at that time had been diagnosed with depression. And 50% of people at that point had taken time off for depression. So, you know, it was already, but I think it was something that was highly stigmatized, and a lot of people suffered in silence then. Mm. But I think with the pandemic and with the increased rates of anxiety, depression, and particularly in the workplace, burnout. Burnout wasn't recognized before as a diagnosable condition. But now we're seeing, I mean, even just in my own practice, the levels of burnout, which is very much occupation specific, those have increased exponentially in the last 18 months.
What do you mean occupation specific?
I mean, it's to do with the work, our right. relationship with our work.
Right. And why do you think that is? Does it mean we are working much harder? Does it mean that because many of us are working remotely, that we don't have that outlet or a way to let off a little bit of steam? Or is it about financial insecurity, anxiety about COVID, or all of the above?
I mean, I think it's all of the above. The truth is that there's also no manual, because there's nobody that we know who lived through a pandemic. Mm. So there wasn't a guidelines, you know, or any kind of protocols to how do we deal with working from home. And while, you know, that sounded, it sounds nice, but I mean, I think it causes a disruption in the way we work. Our workplaces are no longer, you know, there isn't a separation between work and home. We like all on all the time. Accessibility is more so. And that just creates anxiety. But this is on the background of there's a change in relationships at home. There's a change in the way we relate even to our teams at work. And then there's also all the losses that we experience, the loss of freedom, this new normal. And even just losses, physical losses, death and grief, all of that complicate. So you've still got to maintain your output while dealing with so many more stresses which we didn't have to do necessarily before the pandemic. And the other thing is that we can't compartmentalize. We take our whole selves to work. So all our anxieties, all our stresses, they don't stay at home with us. You know, they go to work with us, and having to navigate that. And I mean, now work is kind of just the next room. And so having to navigate that, I think, has proven very, very challenging across the board.
So what are some of the ways in which we can assist our people or assist ourselves in this space?
I mean, I think the first thing is about beginning to recognize. So oftentimes, you know, the approach to mental health particularly has been, especially in the workplace, it's been like a nice to have. Now it feels like it's a duty. You know, it needs to be part of our thinking. And so it's about how do we begin to upskill. So there should be a prevention arm where we begin to train managers to recognize, because I think that's often we're experiencing symptoms, but we actually don't recognize that this is what is happening. And it's about how do we then support people in the workspace who have mental health concerns. What are the programs in place? Even just something like monitoring absenteeism. It's quite interesting because sometimes it doesn't present like depression. It's stomach ache, headache, migraine, you know. And if there's that trend to recognize that actually maybe there's something more going on, but that requires then a level of training and a level of skill. And then what are our, you know, procedures and policies in place when this, you know, there is then a more serious problem? You know, how do we navigate sick leave? How do we navigate, you know, disability? And all of those things. So I think it's about how do we promote mental health in the workplace, and then how do we treat when we have, you know, mental health or mental illnesses in the workplace? Because I think that we would save money if we actually promoted mental health as opposed to treating mental health
symptoms, right. And something that I've observed is that given the fact that people haven't been able to travel or go away, every time we've sort of got to a holiday where people could do that, suddenly borders were shut down. It meant that people have not been happy to take leave, which of course is another problem because, and it's understandable because why take leave and just stay home? You might as well carry on working and use your leave another time. But at the same time, people need a break. They need to be able to switch off, which is certainly something that I've observed.
Definitely, because it's about the act of rest. It doesn't matter where you are. And I think that's also added to the, you know, the fracture that's occurring with our mental health currently, because it's this belief that we have. But actually, it's about resting, relaxation in whatever way or form. And if we can't travel, then it needs to be, we need to begin to be creative about how we then get rest.